MISO sticks with megawatts caps, higher fees to pare down queue requests, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. Editor's note: a previous version of this story incorrectly referred to Natalie McIntyre as being with the Clean Grid Alliance. She is now with the Sustainable FERC Project. Carmel, Indiana MISO says it will file in October to put stronger obligations and more monetary risk on queue entry to weed out speculative generation projects and take pressure off its overcrowded interconnection queue. However, the grid operator has softened elements from last month in its plan to place an annual megawatt limit on project proposals, collect higher entry fees, enact escalating penalty charges and require developers to prove they have land to situate projects on. "We're getting way too many projects that just aren't ready yet because our rules allow it," Director of Resource Utilization Andy Whitmeyer said at an August 30 Planning Advisory Committee meeting. "We want to make sure we're encouraging viable projects that have done their due diligence, have found land from where they can connect to the system." Despite that, MISO no longer is proposing an automatic 73 gigawatts cap on the total number of new interconnection requests per year. Whitmeyer said MISO believes it still needs caps, but said it likely will pursue less specific, fluctuating megawatt limits year to year. "Those limits will account for regional and subregional peak load in the study model, an anticipated level of project withdrawals, and MISO's ability to develop a reasonable dispatch model based on the existing system and proposed generation in a given queue cycle," Whitmeyer said. MISO plans to post an annual limit by region on its website ahead of opening queue cycles to developer submittals. Whitmeyer said MISO needs better, bite-sized sections that we can study more easily. He said MISO has engineering concerns that its queue studies don't produce realistic results when they incorporate too many interconnection requests. Whitmeyer said MISO will not build a dispute process of the annual megawatt limit into its FERC filing. Stakeholders voiced concerns that FERC would have to blindly accept a megawatt size limit that is subject to change every year. Clean Grid Alliance's Rhonda Peters argued that the cap should be a temporary measure until MISO can process the queue faster or even allow multiple queue cycles annually. Whitmeyer argued that the crux of the issue lies in unprepared projects entering the queue in the first place. He said he hoped a reduced queue leads to speedier processing and that MISO's 70% project dropout rate goes away because only higher quality projects enter. "Let's implement these and see if we're better able to meet the timelines that we have," Whitmeyer told stakeholders. MISO's queue currently contains almost 241 gigawatts across more than 1,400 projects. Its 2022 queue cycle saw 171 gigawatts worth of new entrants clamoring for spots on the grid. MISO hasn't yet closed its 2023 application window because it wants the new rules in place first, so it doesn't risk a queue class as high as 200 gigawatts. Sustainable FERC Project's Natalie McIntyre pointed out that MISO expects to have significantly more renewable generators on the system and said there will be periods where they are producing more than MISO's demand. She said MISO might want to update modeling and dispatch assumptions in its queue studies to contemplate significantly more generation additions and that excess energy may be exported or stored by batteries. Whitmeyer said MISO consistently re-examines its study inputs to make sure they reflect future system needs. MISO axed a previous provision that would limit the number of megawatts that any one developer can submit per annual cycle. Whitmeyer said MISO will not move ahead with the megawatt cap on individual developers because FERC might block it on discriminatory treatment concerns or might see it as stifling competition. He said it may be perceived as a solution in search of a problem. MISO also said it will hike its $4,000/megawatts first milestone fee to $10,000/megawatts, instead of the originally proposed $12,000/megawatts. If FERC accepts even the lower $10,000/megawatts, MISO will have the highest entry cost of any other RTO. Whitmeyer said the economics of the Inflation Reduction Act has changed the game, necessitating a higher entry fee to enter MISO's queue. "And that fee increasingly will be at risk of MISO keeping a larger share depending on when a project developer chooses to drop out of the queue. At first decision point early in the queue study process, a developer will risk 25% of its first milestone payment. That increases to 50% by the second decision point, 75% by the time the project reaches the third and final phase of the queue, and finally, 100% if they drop out during the negotiation stage of the Generator Interconnection Agreement, or GIA. MISO will disperse the milestone proceeds among lower queued projects that are negatively affected by the withdrawals. The RTO also will require interconnection customers to secure 100% site control from their generators to the point of interconnection prior to execution of a GIA. However, MISO will grant a 180-day extension from the GIA execution on a case-by-case basis. Whitmeyer said MISO views the altered package of rules as necessary to processing the MISO queue. He said the filing is independent of a future compliance filing in response to FERC's Order 2023. Invenergy Sophia Dossin urged MISO to take more time to make sure MISO's stricter Q rules will not interfere with the directives laid out in Order 2023. She said she worried that MISO's proposal wouldn't pass FERC muster in ways that we can't see. Whitmire said MISO has examined Order 2023 and has been in communication with FERC staff. He said MISO still believes its best course of action is to file in the fall. Because of all the rehearing requests on Order 2023, we can't be sure what the final rule will look like, Whitmire added. MISO will schedule a special PAC meeting in late September to continue hashing over its proposition,